TJ, welcome to the What's on Your Mind program, buddy. How are you?
Thank you, sir. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Still riding high, although I had nothing to do with the win yesterday morning, and still feeling victorious today.
Well, you've been there. I was looking back through the. Was it 2014 that you were there?
Yep. I was in Sochi in Russia.
Yeah. Take us back. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, it was a great one. I mean, I was able to represent Team USA in World Juniors and three World Championships leading up to that point. But I think, the Olympic stage and when the NHL is involved and best on best, it kind of takes it obviously to a new level. I was more of a role guy on the team, but like so excited to be there. I knew that shootouts were going to kind of be my thing if it came down to it. And, sure enough, we got in a shootout with Russia, and I was able to put them in, end the game with a lot of help from my goaltender, Jonathan Quick. And, we ended up not meddling in that one. I think once we lost to Canada in the semis, the bronze medal game, we were kind of in gold or bust mood. So the boys were pretty deflated playing in the bronze medal. But it was an unbelievable experience representing your team, playing with fellow Americans. And so I had a feeling of, what the bond that these guys had at these last Olympics, but they were obviously able to get the job done. So proud of them, but what an honor it is to represent your country and wear the red, white, and blue.
It was pretty interesting. I was Saturday night. They had FX was running a miracle. Kurt Russell playing, from the 80 team back in the day. On the movie, and he talks about when the movie comes to an end, he talks about that was the last year of the really amateur athletes being professionals not being allowed to play. And then after that, you had the dream teams and things like that. Matt, I mean, does that make the 80 win over a very experienced, older Russia team even more significant, TJ? The fact that they weren't pros?
Yeah, it absolutely does. I couldn't imagine any country, even our own, trying to put a college team together that would match what we had on the ice there today. So I don't doubt that they would be very good for their age and the college level. But it's the story of the miracle on ice. Like, I just don't think anything like that's ever going to happen again. The way those guys were able to come together, the work they put in, is really, really phenomenal. And I think, maybe not this era necessarily that just won this gold medal there. They learned more about the miracle on ice from, well, besides maybe Brock Nelson, about it from the movie Miracle. But the set of, USA players from then on, my generation, the one before me, absolutely looked up to that Miracle on Ice team. And I mean, they laid the foundation, and, the youth hockey, I think, has only skyrocketed since then in the U.S.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We're talking with TJ Oshie. Can I say War Road native? Because you grew up in Washington State. You didn't end up in War Road till your sophomore year.
Yeah, it was 10th grade.
Yeah,
we had been talking about moving out there since I was 10, so that would have been 96. My mom just didn't want to stay out closer to her family, and my parents eventually split up. And my dad was like, "All right, do you want to go?" And I was like, Let's roll. Let's go do it. Hockey was very difficult out there. I would say hockey was probably my first sport, but it wasn't like I wasn't like a hockey player, right? I played all sports, football, basketball, mm-hmm. baseball, golf, soccer. And I played hockey in hockey season, but it was difficult. We had to play in Canada, up in Vancouver, BC. And so, yeah, War Road, Minnesota is, I moved there, and that's kind of, that Minnesota has been my home base for the last 24 years now.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting your dad Tim at a years ago at a UND game, and it was great. Didn't get to meet you, but great. I had a great time talking to your dad. He was a good dude. And I will tell you, having been born and raised in Minnesota, and I've been here for more than a minute. Back in the day, We really, when it came to the Iron Range, it was Grand Rapids and Roseau. Nobody liked, I grew up in the cities, nobody liked Grand Rapids. And really, especially after the Aaron brothers thing, the Broughton brothers thing, Aaron and Neil, nobody liked Roseau. And then you guys started coming along in War Road, and Coach Casey and a bunch else, and War Road's getting on the map for teams that we really don't like on the range. But you're a big part of that. And War Road hockey is has really come on in the last decade or two, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's just, you know, with those small towns, sometimes it can come in waves with, you know, the age groups coming up, but just the access to ice and hockey and the way the town rallies around everyone there, not just hockey, but especially hockey, they're still there for the football players and the baseball players. And, but it's just an amazing environment. Especially the way they raise the kids there, not necessarily on immediate success, more on, you know, always improving, always being a good teammate, things like that. I feel like, you know, even I watch some of the World kids down here at tournaments, now that my high school buddies have kids. And, you know, they come down and they do well, they're competitive, but they're, you know, they have 10 guys on the bench, whereas Edina has 22 or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they end up getting tired and they were just kind of mentioning, you know, it's always funny, like by the time they get to high school, all these kids have all this private training down here and all this other stuff. But as they mature and get to high school, World always seems to catch back up. And so it really is a community like no other. I'm so proud to say that I'm from there, and the people and the town really, everyone kind of helps raise each other, and it's just an amazing, amazing place. Anyone that goes there, they call me up right after, and they're just like, wow, I can't believe you got to live there and grow up there. So what a spot War Road is, and they're staying hot on these gold medals. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Right? Man, Minnesota was well represented, not only on the ladies' ice, the ladies' team, but the men as well. I was smiling the whole time. It was great.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, I don't want to make fun of myself.
We are the state
here,
of hockey. Come on.
Exactly. But I was more so mentioning like Brock Nelson, obviously, his uncle and grandpa and great uncles. But no Team USA has ever won a gold medal without a player from Ward on it for the men's program.
I was just going to bring that up. That's awesome.
Which is crazy. That's absolutely crazy to me. I think I'm the only player from War Road that played in the Olympics and didn't medal, actually. So I guess that's because I wasn't born and bred. I came in 10th grade.
That happens. Eddie Christian is a buddy of mine, and I was going to see if we could get David on today, but he's in Italy. He wasn't sure of his schedule. That's just a great family. I know it's part of the War Road, like, Coach Eads from the Force, Kerry, who played at UND. You guys got a lot of UND blood in that coming out of War Road too. Your time with the at UND. I know that something about the Hawks, but talk about your years on the Fighting Sioux.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, it was just. I mean, I look back and it's almost like a dream, the way that I was able to go from War Road, Minnesota, to play for the Fighting Sioux. Kerry Eads was my coach for 2 years at War Road and then all 3 years at North Dakota. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it to people. It's like these programs have this culture of going all out for your teammates, for team bonding, like the work ethic, the skill level, everything. The standard at both places was so high, and it was just so awesome being a part of it. And so I can't talk enough about North Dakota and my time there and my teammates, lifelong friends, and
awesome.
Just an amazing, amazing experience.